Welcome back to the 5 W's of the Olympics. Who, what, when, where, why. Who. Welcome back. And who was the first winner of the Olympics? That would be Corvus in the 200 meter sprint. We're back with the 5 W's, but right now we only have 4 left. The what, the when, the where, the why. The what is, the Olympics are a series of games held every 4 years. 4 years, aka Olympiad. Next up is our when. 776 BC is when it happened. Next up is our where did it happen. Where did it happen? It happened in Olympia. Why did it happen? Oh, why? They were held to honor Zeus, and all fighting would stop in celebration. Now, 3 ways that the Olympics impact us today. The Olympic Committee was able to make sports for people that were disabled and would be able to compete with sports otherwise would not be able to do. The Olympics have also brought peace to some countries with religion and the actual country, like how Kathy Freeman did. This also gives us a time when people can celebrate and not fight. Now, here are 2 changes I would make. You can disagree with them if you'd like. I would change where they do it because they spend so much time on making or getting these huge arenas when in reality you can just find a track and use a field, possibly other locations for other sports. And everyone would get a participation medal because these people have dedicated their whole lives to their sport. And they merely get a congrats. And finally, we are going to talk about one of my favorite sports and who won the recent one with gold medal. It's a Summer Olympics sport that I chose to use, and it's equestrian, aka horse jumping or horse dressage. I chose jumping. And who won it? And that would be Michael Jung. What country do they represent? Germany. And I think I chose this because I love horses and, well, sporting with them is a good way to bond. See you later on the 5 W's, who, what, when, why.